Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. We're going to have a great show tonight. I'm laughing because the guys in the control room, they're just a bunch of clowns in there. All right, we're going to be joined by Laura Loomer tonight, as well as we're going to be joined by a rancher who's going to tell us about the food supply. This is not good, folks. And we'll be joined by Dr. Rob Lindstedt, among others. We got a lot to get to tonight, so don't go away. All right, joining me first up is Laura Loomer. Laura, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. And of course, you have just put out a brand new, I guess, a PSA, a promo piece for Mike Lindell, who's running for chair of the RNC.
Well, it's actually not for any candidate, although I, in my personal capacity, have endorsed Mike Lindell. It's actually an ad against Ronna Romney that I wrote and helped produce for American Liberty Fund. And so American Liberty Fund supports liberty-minded candidates, disruptors, people who are pro-Constitution. And we decided to, create an ad against Ronna Romney, Mitt Romney's actual biological niece, for people who may not be aware of that, who is running for yet another term as RNC chairwoman, even though she has a disastrous record of failure. And so I have personally endorsed Mike Lindell. But I think that, anybody running, or regardless of who you support for this RNC chair election, as long as you are anti Ronna Romney, you will enjoy this ad. Perhaps you'll want to play the ad tonight.
Yeah, in fact, I do want to play the ad. And I think, Logan, are we ready to play it? Oh, he's downloading it right now. So I think so too. Yes to that too. So he'll be next. So when you're ready, Logan, cue me in the ear, and we'll get that up. Play it. So here, let me show you a poll real quick, Laura. Here it is, shock poll. You must be having an influence, Laura. Michigan GOP delegates overwhelmingly oppose re-election of Michigan resident Ronna Romney McDaniel. Her own state doesn't want her reelected. Laura?
Well, why would anybody want her reelected, regardless of where you live in this country, given her terrible record, okay? This is a woman who, we lost the midterms in 2018, okay, giving Democrats control of the House and the Senate during the Trump White House. We had the 2020 election stolen from President Donald Trump. And stolen from many congressional candidates who were running for office that year as well, myself included. And in 2022, they failed to secure a red wave. And look, I don't care. I've been a registered Republican my entire life, even though I no longer really identify with the Republican Party. I'd say that I'm more of an America First constitutional conservative. And your current
I love that.
Your current Republican Party, if you think about it, okay, the GOP today is actually further to the left than Barack Obama was 20 years ago. I mean, it's incredible. It's honestly incredible. 20 years ago, you had Barack Obama, who wouldn't endorse gay marriage. And now you have members of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate trying to undermine the actual definition, right? The biblical definition of marriage and voting in support of gay marriage. And so, whether it's social issues, whether it's economic issues, or their total reluctance and failure and refusal to address voter fraud and election fraud and election integrity in this country, the Republican Party establishment has a record of failure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I think we've got the PSA. Let's watch this. Here we go.
Ronna Romney McDaniel, Mitt Romney's niece, has been the RNC chairwoman since 2017. Under her control, Republicans lost the 2018 midterms, the 2020 presidential race, and she failed to deliver a 2022 red wave. After violating President Trump's cease and desist order, Ronna scammed GOP voters out of millions of dollars in donations. And what did she do with your money? Ronna used RNC donor money for luxury travel, private jets, alcohol, and personal entertainment. She lied and said she'd use your money to investigate voter fraud, but instead, she bought $64,000 worth of new clothing. She even spent RNC funds on cosmetic and spa treatments. Looking good, Rana. It's time to give the RNC a major facelift. On January 27th, pray that Mitt Romney's niece does not get elected for a third term as RNC chairwoman. Retire, Rana Romney. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. How did you get all that information? How did you validate all those claims in that ad?
Well, first of all, the ad is called Retire Ronna Romney. And so, you know, when I was asking people, and I've known this for years, right? But of course, I had been banned for 5 years. And so I wasn't really able to participate on social media. Recently got my account back.
Oh, you're back on Twitter now, obviously, because that's where you sent it that there for me. So you're just back new on Twitter.
And so a lot of Republicans had no idea that it was Ronna Romney, okay, Mitt Romney's niece, because when she became RNC chairwoman, a condition of Trump endorsing her was that she went by Ronna McDaniel. And there was a story written about this several years ago about how in order to have Trump endorse her, she couldn't use the Romney in her name. But up until the point of being RNC chairwoman, she always went by Ronna Romney. And then she started using her husband's name, McDaniel. But it is Ronna Romney or Ronna Romney McDaniel. And then all of the information about the expenditures, all of this information is in their expenditure reports. And so if you look at RNC spending, and of course, she's been chair for several years now, but we were particularly analyzing the spending from 2021 and 2022. That's all accurate. Millions of dollars on private jets and luxury travel. Thousands and thousands of dollars on alcohol. Okay, we're talking like over $700,000 on flowers. It's just ridiculous. It actually says nearly $8,000 in personal spa and cosmetic procedures. And, you know, look, I'm not anti-plastic surgery. If someone wants to get plastic surgery, just pay for it on your own dime. Don't use RNC donor funds, okay? Now we know where all this money is going to. $64,000, it said, on a personal wardrobe. So with places like Lululemon, which is a designer Athletica store. So, you know, these donations from GOP donors were certainly not being spent on things like combating voter fraud or suing the big tech social media companies, okay, for their deplatforming of Donald Trump. And they raised nearly $1 billion with a B, okay, after the stolen election. And to this day, the RNC has still not issued a statement. Ronna Romney, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy have refused to admit that the 2020 election was stolen. They haven't filed a single lawsuit against big tech for their deplatforming of Donald Trump and their illegal election interference, which has now been confirmed, okay, by Elon Musk in these Twitter files. So what exactly are we going to be, you know, electing her to do again? And so, you know, I saw some news today about Mike Lindell and Harmeet Dillon coming out on some kind of unity ticket. Well, you know, I think Harmeet is just as establishment as Ronna, okay? In her own words on the Steak for Breakfast podcast, she said that she is a member of the establishment. And so I believe that Mike Lindell is personally the only individual fit for the job of RNC chair, because the most important issue in this country today is election integrity and voter fraud, which is, of course, funded by the big tech social media tyrants, this big tech mafia that is stealing our elections with hundreds of millions of dollars in Zuckerbucks and other illegal dark money forces. So, you know, hopefully Mike Lindell stands strong, you know, as his own independent candidate for RNC chair, because he's the only one that actually really cares about addressing voter fraud.
Absolutely. And where can people find this ad if they don't watch it or share it? Where can they find it, Laura?
So you can go to AmericanLibertyFund.com. It's on their American Liberty Fund YouTube as well. And now that I'm back on Twitter and, you know, I'm on Getter and Gab, Parler, True Social, Telegram, I posted it on my accounts as well. But if you're interested in supporting ads like that, American Liberty Fund is going to be making a lot of different ads. We made ads opposing Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House and, you know, exposing his corruption and the fact that, you know, he's done nothing but betray the America First base. Okay. He called the January 6th political prisoners insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. So, you know, this is a problem that we have at the core of our Republican Party, okay? And majority of GOP voters feel politically homeless. I mean, you can't say that GOP leadership actually represents the base. It's just not true. They're just representing us.
I agree 110%. Laura Loomer, she's on lauraloomer.substack.com. And give the website address again of the organization that produced that PSA.
AmericanLibertyFund.com.
AmericanLibertyFund.com. As always, Laura, we appreciate you making time for us.
Yeah, thanks. And make sure you hashtag retire Ronna Romney.
There you go. There's the hashtag. Thank you, Laura. Check out her website, lauraloomer.substack.com as well. Laura Loomer checking in.